threats to public employee collective bargaining rights have reached Alaska. Palmer Republican State Representative Carl Gatto has introduced a bill mimicking controversial measures in Wisconsin and other states. Gatto says he wants to ensure fiscal certainty for future generations of Alaskans. But Governor Sean Parnell and Gatto's fellow lawmakers say it's unnecessary. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
House Bill 200 would do away with public employees' collective bargaining for health care, retirement benefits, and working conditions, but keep it intact for wages. Bill's sponsor, Representative Carl Gatto, says it's a preemptive strike against the financial uncertainty currently being experienced in other states.
Our children are already saddled with enormous debt on the federal level, $47,000 for every man, woman, and child. And all these states are now having debt. Well, they can't borrow money for their debts. They're stuck.
Alaska has more than $10 billion in reserve funds, but oil tax revenue won't produce at the same level forever. But why go after public employees? Gatto thinks the public sector has had it too good for too long.
I think we've gotten some gold-plated medical benefits, some gold-plated retirement benefits that nobody in the private sector has. They think this is pretty spectacular.
Everybody likes to say that public employees have a Cadillac plan and are living high on the hog. Not the case.
Jim Duncan is business manager for the Alaska State Employees Association, the state's largest public employee union representing about 8,500 workers. He's also a former administration commissioner and has negotiated contracts on both sides of the table. Duncan says Gatto is misinformed when it comes to the state's labor negotiations. State workers bargain for wages, working conditions, and an employer contribution to health care, but that's it. Retirement is non-negotiable.
It's real overreach by Representative Gatto. He's trying to address a problem that doesn't even exist in this state, and I'm very confident that that bill will not pass this legislature.
He says working conditions for state employees could potentially suffer the most if the bill were to become law.
We have good measures in the state, but there are times when problems occur at the work site, and we need to be able to assure our members and assure the working men and women of this state who are public employees that if they're having difficulty at the work site, they do have some protection, and that comes through their collective bargaining agreement that we've been able to negotiate with the state.
Duncan says ASEA is ready to activate its membership to protest the bill if it's scheduled for a hearing, but that appears unlikely with less than 3 weeks left in this year's session. House Democrats call the bill foolish, and Governor Sean Parnell says he thinks collective bargaining is working just fine in Alaska.
Negotiations are being conducted in good faith, both by our administration and by the unions, and I've seen no reason to change the current structure at this point.
Gatto's bill does have its supporters. Bill Starr represents the Eagle River Chugiak area on the Anchorage Assembly and serves as chair of its Budget and Finance Committee. He's been critical of union contracts negotiated by the administration of former mayor and current U.S. Senator Mark Begich. A private developer, Starr says his employees don't get anywhere near the benefits received by city workers.
We'd like to keep and retain our employees, obviously, but the attitude that we would give something that's not offered in the private sector, that's just not necessary.
Gatto's bill would exempt police, firefighters, and other public sector workers who are unable to strike from restrictions on collective bargaining. A former member of the Anchorage Firefighters Union, Gatto admits he's heard from some former co-workers who are opposed to his legislation.
I'm not sure what they think because I haven't talked to them in 20 years, but they feel, why am I doing this? Well, read the bill and think about what the future holds.
Gatto has introduced a broader right-to-work bill, which would prohibit collective bargaining agreements that require employees to join a union. That bill, like HB 200, has no co-sponsors and has yet to receive a hearing. A 2009 state survey showed Alaska provides more money to individual health plans than most other states, but less than the overall market, including the private sector. And in 2006, the legislature voted to change the state's public employees' retirement system from a defined benefit plan, which guarantees a monthly pension for retirees, to a defined contribution plan similar to a 401k account. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.